With SRN News, I'm Greg Plugston in Washington. The United States and China have agreed to suspend most tariffs for 90 days. President Trump is cheering the news and says China will open up its market to American businesses and suspend trade barriers.
I think it's going to be fantastic for China. I think it's going to be fantastic for us. And I think it's going to be great for unification and peace.
News of the reduced tariffs have sent stock prices sharply higher this morning. The Dow is up more than 900 points. The president also says an American-Israeli hostage will soon be released by Hamas.
Idan Alexander, an American citizen who, until recently, most thought was no longer living, thought was dead, is going to be released in about 2 hours, actually.
Alexander has been held in captivity in Gaza since October 2023. President Trump also welcomes a ceasefire between India and Pakistan. Speaking at the White House this morning, he said trade was a big reason the two sides reached an understanding to stop military actions. House Republicans have introduced legislation that would significantly slash Medicaid spending.
The bill from the House Energy and Commerce Committee comes ahead of what's expected to be a marathon committee hearing on Tuesday. It appears to cater more to the moderate wing of the party rather than the conservatives who had been agitating for drastic cuts to the program. But it remains to be seen if leaders found the right balance between the two sides. The legislation does not include a per-beneficiary cap on federal Medicaid spending. Neither does it include a reduction in the minimal federal share to states, both of which were being pushed by conservatives. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The White House says there are plans for Ukrainian President Zelensky and Russian President Putin to meet face-to-face in Turkey on Thursday. The S&P 500 is up by 2.5%. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports that Americans don't trust each other very much.
According to the Pew Research Center, back in 1972, nearly half of all adults said that most other people can be trusted. Today, only about one-third think that. Why does it matter? Pew says, quote, "Trust is the oil that lubricates the frictions of daily life. Trust makes it easier for people to work together to solve problems." Some clergymen are pointing to Matthew 24:12, in which Jesus warned that, quote, "Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new AP NORC poll finds that most adults believe that a person is a man or woman determined by their sex at birth. About half of Americans approve of how President Trump has handled transgender issues. The survey also finds that most oppose using federal insurance programs to pay for sex change operations on children. This is SRN News. Safety concerns continue at Newark Liberty International Airport.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy plans to reduce the number of flights at Newark Airport for the next several weeks as New Jersey's largest airport struggles with radar outages and a shortage of air traffic controllers.
In the morning and early afternoon, we're going to have more capacity. As those international flights come in the afternoon, we slow it down a little bit more.
He also tells NBC's Meet the Press this is not an isolated issue.
I'm concerned about the whole airspace. Right? The equipment that we use, much of it we can't buy parts for new. We have to go on eBay and buy parts.
The situation so bad. Friday, this air traffic controller heard on liveatc.net.
FedEx 1989, I'm going to hand you off here. Our scopes just went black again. If you care about this, contact your airline and try to get some pressure for them to fix this stuff.
I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Greg Clugston.